What is my... I'm here to introduce Charles Barsoom, who has a story to tell about the Good News tape. Charles was given a tape last year by the Reverend Kevin Johnson, who's the rector of St Paul's Anglican Church, Harris Park. Kevin is a real friend of the Good News tape ministry, having given away over 350 tapes in the past 2 years. Now here's Charles to tell you what happened after he received his tape.
Morning. First, I would like to thank Brother Keith for inviting me here so I can share about how the Lord's been using the ministry of the Good News tapes. I run a small business in Parramatta where I fix shoes, soles, and I also, God uses me to save souls. This is where, always is like, it's amazing how when someone set out to preach the Word of God, it's always in any subject you can just bring it up and witness to them about the good news about Christ. And this is where I met the brother Kevin. It was about a year ago. I gave him some evangelistic materials, and he told me about a tape he has, which he gives to people that he marries when he does studies with them about Christianity. And he said that he wants to give me one. And a couple of days later, he came with the tape, and I listened to it. And it was amazing. When I got to the point where it was saying how Jesus died for me and how all my sins are forgiven, tears started flowing from my eyes, and I realized what a powerful message it was and how clear it was. And I got in touch with Brother Keith, and he sent me a couple of boxes of tapes, and I've been giving him ever since. It was soon after I started giving the tapes where I had people coming back and telling me how good the tape was. I had one person come back and said that the last 2 weeks, every night before he sleeps, he listens to the tape because it makes him feel better, it puts him to sleep, because he knows that he found the assurance that he never knew about, that Christ did truly die for him, and that if anything happens to him, he knows that he'll go to heaven. Also, what I've been doing the last couple of months too, I'm trying to put the good news on the internet, on the World Wide Web. So I was successful in doing that about a month ago, and we had at the moment up to 200 people that were able to listen to it. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. We're going to try now and organize it with other Christians on the web to try and put the link on their web pages and that, so we can get millions to hear the good news, so they can come to know Christ personally. It is very encouraging. I found it very easy with the tapes when I do give them to people, knowing that it's got the full explanation of the gospel. And it's something that I listen to a lot of tapes and stuff. I've never listened to anything like it. And that's why I find it very easy, like talking to someone and then just passing the tape, knowing that through God's grace, they could hear the gospel and be saved. And lastly, I just want to thank this congregation for their support, their past support, and I'm sure of their future support for this excellent ministry that that I'm sure God will use for His glory. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles, for your comments and for all the assistance you've given us. Incidentally, Charles has given away over 200 tapes in the last 6 months. After Charles shared these words with our congregation at St Andrew's Anglican Church, Wirunga, we were approached by Andrew Curtis, who has his own company providing internet services. He has offered to work with Charles free of charge to develop an active website for the Good News tape. Our aim is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. We're seeking ideas and cooperation from every Christian who has access to the internet to help us expand this ministry. If you can help, please contact the Good News Tape Ministry on phone number area 02 9489 3278.